questions for Bert Olson, the election guru that he is, the voting guy, the guy's got all the answers. And you know what, Bert? One of the things I know about you is you're a very patient individual because you work at the intersection of politics and law, and things never move quickly in those areas. But then I also learned that you have seven kids?
So seven kids and six grandkids. Yes, and I have to move very quickly for them since I still coach Little League baseball for a couple of them.
How do you do that? Is that going on in Illinois?
We have a travel team. We just finished our season, and now we're going into tournaments. So yeah, very much so. Yes.
Were you part of?
And
are you doing...
squeezed into elected?
Bert, we've talked about this on the show a lot, that there's this Let Us Play movement, and we've had a couple people from that, you know, trying to say, hey, let us try to figure out a way to do this safely. Are you having any problems with your Little League or what you're coaching?
No. Nope. Organized Little League has not been playing, so travel teams are playing now. They're organized by parents and sanctioned by the league, and that's what I've been playing for about 5 weeks now. And we just finished our regular season, and now we're going into playoffs. No problems at all. Zero.
All right, that's good.
Been
to hear.
Fun.
Yeah, I bet it is fun for them too.
It is fun.
But can we switch over to our balloting questions and election questions here? Because they're already starting to come in, and listeners, one of the number one questions is, when will the ballots be sent? I've heard some people have received them. Is that true?
No. September 24th is opening day. That's when the ballots go out in Chicago and Cook County. And they're sending them out simultaneously. The good news in this election, Anna, is that the Chicago Board of Elections and the Cook County Clerk are working together to do things to make it uniform throughout all of Cook County, including Chicago. And you're going to see a much smoother election, at least in Chicago and Cook this year. Even though the numbers are off the chart as far as people who have requested applications. And I'll give them to you real quick.
Okay.
In Cook County, over 350,000 applications have been received. And in Chicago, over 400,000 have been received. Now compare that to the 2016 presidential election. In suburban Cook County, 97,000 total ballots were cast for president in 2016. So statewide, the election authorities are over 1.3 million requested mail-in ballots.
Okay, but people...
It's amazing.
It is amazing. What a difference, right?
People
are getting these applications for mail-in ballots. So my mom says she has like six of them.
Yes. I don't know how she has six of them. She's only supposed to read. There is a little confusion between the State Board of Elections and the election authorities, and there's this letter going out from Secretary of State, which has added some confusion because the Secretary of State didn't send the applications out. The applications were sent out by the election authorities themselves, which is where you apply, for your ballot. The election authorities being in Cook County, the Cook County Clerk, in Chicago, the Chicago Board of Elections, in DuPage, the DuPage County Clerk, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
I don't care how many letters they get, they're only going to get their ballot after either emailing or mailing in their request for ballot from the election authority themselves.
Okay. So you have to, the other cool thing, I'm
a little remiss. I didn't know this until the other day. You can apply online.
Hmm.
You can email the Cook County clerk or the Board of Election Commissioners for a ballot, and you will be sent the ballot, which is pretty cool. And again, even though I do a lot of election law, I didn't know that. The times, they are changing.
They certainly are. I heard that if you voted in a recent election, I've heard that you will automatically get the application mailed to you.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. That's what they did. They send you the application, then it's on you to either email it in or to mail it in. That's correct.
847, Bert, what website shows the status of my ballot? I mailed in the request for a ballot, but afterwards I received a letter from Jesse White's office telling me I should complete the previous form for the mail-in voting. I think that has to do with that gap you talked about between the different agencies.
Yes, that is the gap. Yeah, different agencies. Jesse White is is talking about referrals from the State Board of Elections, it's really your specific election authority that you have to deal with, whether it be Chicago or Cook County or DuPage County or Will County, et cetera. That's who you have to deal with. And I would ignore that letter if you have applied already, or get online. And you can. I know the Cook County Clerk and the City of Chicago are verifying that they've received the application online. And after they get your ballot, after they mail your ballot, you vote it, they will also confirm that they received your ballot online.
This must take a lot of work. I mean, this just seems like a monumental task, yeah, given the number of ballots, the number of things you have to keep track of.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how are we doing this, Bert?
We're doing it because you, like I said at the beginning, you have Karen Yarbrough, the Cook County Clerk, and the Chicago Board of Elections, through their executive director Lance Goff, are extremely competent and really have uniformly set the procedures in place to do this all online and through the mail. It really is going to be a better run election in Chicago and Cook County because of this, and will result in election results coming earlier. Because what people don't understand or don't know, as those ballots come in, they are processed by the election authority. In other words, they check your signature, they check whether you're a registered voter, and then the ballot is processed and put into the computer. So on election night, after the polls close, they push a button, and all those mail-in ballots are tabulated.
How did they check your signature? Did they already have your signature on file?
Yes. When you register to vote, you have to sign a card to register to vote, and then your signature is kept on file. And when you file in the application, you also have to sign your signature. And so they verify that it is that you are the person that is requesting the ballot. That's one of the ways they check.
Okay. It just seems like a hard thing to do. I mean, because when I first signed that, it was like years ago, right, when I turned 18, I think. I don't think I've signed since. Have
yep.
I?
No, you haven't. You only sign it once.
My
unless
signature's
you change.
Changed.
And it has. And we election lawyers have been successful in knocking candidates off the ballot by contesting signatures that don't match anymore, but taking into account the age of the signature. And there are handwriting experts who can tell that Anna, even though the Anna has changed, that capital A is probably exactly the same, and
yep,
probably the swing on your last letter is probably the same.
You
so
know what? You're
there's
totally
ways
true.
To tell.
That's totally true. But
there you
I've
go.
Gotten lazy yeah. in the middle. You know, you just kind of like a sort of climb a line.
Right. We all do. Right. Exactly. Like a doctor. Right.
Yes.
Like a doctor.
Election voting expert Bert Odelson is with us here on WG and answering your questions. Bert, I'm looking here about how much this varies state to state. I'm reading something here. Before
yes.
the pandemic, five states, Colorado, Hawaii, yes. Oregon, Washington, Utah, had already held all mail elections, meaning every active registered voter automatically got a ballot in the mail. 29
yes.
states and Washington, D.C. allow for no excuse mail-in absentee balloting, meaning you can request a
right.
mail-in ballot. You don't have to have an excuse. There's nothing like that. And then 16
correct.
States allow voters to cast a ballot by mail if they had a specific excuse, like being over the age of 65, being overseas, or something like that. That's happening.
Yes, in fact, right now, seven states are already voting, and 23 more states will be voting within the week. So by the end of the week, you'll have 30 states already voting, sending in ballots. And the five states that have done all mail-in ballots have proved to be very successful. And Hawaii just did it this past year, in 2019, very successfully, but Colorado and Oregon have been doing it for a long time.
Just looking
and very successfully done.
Just looking at Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Illinois, you can vote by mail. Any registered voter can request to vote by mail, which is what we're talking about. But in Indiana,
yes.
it's as of September 15th, at least. I don't know if it's been updated since that. COVID-19 is not a valid reason to vote absentee.
Right. Right. Every state is different. Which is not right. You know, our laws are supposed to be uniform. And if you go back to the Bush v. Gore lawsuit, which I was part of in Florida,
mm-hmm.
that election was decided because of equal protection of the laws, that ballots were not being counted the same. I think in this election, you may see a remake of Bush v. Gore, only because in a federal presidential election, there is a deadline as to when the states have to report through their electors what the results are. And that was the whole thing in Bush v. Gore. The Supreme Court handed down a decision on December 12th, which was the last day to certify the results of the election. And it's a long story, but I see that happening this time. Not so much for Illinois. You know, we're not a battleground state. In the battleground states, where it could be close, there's going to be a lot of litigation and a lot of action in a quick manner, getting the results in prior to the I think it's December 14th this year December 14th when the electors meet in their respective capitals to cast ballots as far as who won their state for president. So I see that happening this year, especially in the close states. So those of us involved, well, especially people who were involved last time, you know, are getting prepared for that type of action. I don't see that happening in Illinois, but yeah, elsewhere I do.
But as you point out, the swing states, the ones that everyone will be looking at come election day, I saw a couple of stories regarding them over the weekend. Pennsylvania's court just ruled that yes, the ballots can be counted, yes, if they arrive by November 6th, if their postmarks are missing or eligible, unless evidence.
Well, that's, I'm glad you said that, because that's not a real liberal standard. That's the other problem. In Illinois, we have one of the most, if not the most liberal standard as far as counting ballots after the election. And we count for 14 days after election day, as long as your ballot has been postmarked by election day. Many states are 3 days, are 2 days, or 7 days. And the whole problem in Florida, which people don't remember, but I do, is that 2,400 overseas ballots that were not received by 7 o'clock that night in Florida when polling closed were not counted. The federal court in Florida on December 8th overturned that decision and counted the 2,400 overseas ballots. And Gore, who had a 202-vote lead, ended up losing Florida by 537 votes, the difference being the overseas ballot.
Jeez. No. I do remember
people
that.
People don't
now
know that.
Michigan, in fact, just passed over. The judge extended the state's deadline 14 days after the election. They'll still be counting them, but in a state like Michigan, which Hillary Clinton lost by 10,000 votes in the last election, you're still going to be counting 14 days later.
Yes, that's why I say this one has all the makings of Bush v. Gore, because many states will still be counting, like Illinois, 14 days after the election, and depending on when your ballot is received and counted, if the state is close, you're not going to get a result until, you know, the November 23rd or 4th, and then the appeals start coming and the recounts start coming, and it has to be done within a matter of 2 or 3 weeks.
Do you get headaches about this, or is this just what you do, Burton?
It's nothing new. It's fun stuff.
Okay. It's fun stuff for me. I need Advil just by thinking about it. At this moment.
That's why the first Mayor Daley, told us to vote early and vote often to get it, so you don't have these headaches. You get it out of the way early.
I'm not a fan of that system either, and very familiar with that phrase. I know you are kidding. 630, how can I remove my name from DuPage voter rolls? I live in Indiana now, and I just got a nice letter from Jesse White regarding mail-in voting.
You go. He or she goes to her election authority in Indiana, register to vote there, and that Indiana then will tell Illinois to take you off the register. If you don't register to vote in your new state or your new location, you will continue to get those notices for 2 or 3 elections, and then you're taken off the list in Illinois.
847. If I requested a ballot, can I change my mind and vote in person? Throw out the mail-in one. Once you get the ballot.
You can't throw it out. You get one of two things. If you receive the ballot early enough, you can return the ballot, and that would revoke the mail-in ballot, or you bring that ballot to the polling place and turn it in, and then they'll let you vote, or you can go to the polling place and vote what's called a provisional ballot. It's a ballot that's held on the side, and they don't count it election night. They check to see if they've received your mail-in ballot already. Nice. So there's alternatives.
Sounds like there are, yeah. Lots to get through. Thank you, Bert, for the time this afternoon.
Yeah. No problem.
Keep us posted. Thanks, Bert Oldelson, that is. He's the, as you said, he was part of the Bush-Gore, that whole case. He was right there front and center for everything there, and he's expecting we may see something similar this time around.